Original Meanings: Politics and Ideas in the Making of the Constitution. Jack and Rakove. For Helen. Preface. This book has two ambitions. First, it is part of a broader effort to explore how Americans created a national polity during the Revolutionary era. Picking up where an earlier work left off, it examines the politics of constitution-making and the major problems of constitutional theory and institutional design that Americans had to consider when they replaced the Articles of Confederation with a true national government. Second, in telling this story, I also address a question that recurs in legal and political controversies over the Constitution. What authority should its original meaning, or original intention, or understanding, enjoy in its ongoing interpretation? In its simplest form, the debate over this question can be reduced to two positions. The advocates of originalism argue that the meaning of the Constitution, or of its individual clauses, was fixed at the moment of its adoption, and that the task of interpretation is accordingly to ascertain that meaning and apply it to the issue at hand. The critics of originalism hold that it is no easy task to discover the original meaning of a clause, and that even if it were, a rigid adherence to the ideas of the framers and ratifiers would convert the Constitution into a brittle shell incapable of adaptation to all the changes that distinguish the present from the past. My interest in this second issue arose well before the call for a return to a jurisprudence of original intention sparked political controversy in the mid-1980s. It originated instead in my curiosity.